This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, rental works, yeah! The big dog's got it.
Former Auburn quarterback Stan White on the Roundtable is brought to you by Crane Works. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, Stan White.
Crane Works brings you Stan White on the Bud Light Hotline at this time each week, and he joins us again there. Hello, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. Let's be honest. Liberty is a step down from SEC competition, so you would like to think that you could get some things right going into the Iron Bowl, before the Iron Bowl, with this game. What are a couple of things you're looking at that you would like to see them maybe work on and improve on against an opponent that's not an SEC opponent?
Well, I think the biggest thing is getting a little bit more consistency in their offensive, you know, play. I mean, obviously, Liberty is his first year of FBS play or FCS play. I'm sorry, FBS play. I get the acronyms wrong. But yeah, you know, they're giving up about a little over 500 yards a game. But, you know, they have had some big wins. They beat New Mexico. They beat Troy, which obviously everybody down here knows that Troy is a very good program. So, you know, Turner Gill, you remember that name, he's their head coach. So, you know, the biggest thing I think is consistency. And also, you know, being able to shore up their run fits. They gave up some gashing yards against Georgia, over 300 yards. And so I think that's the biggest thing. But, you know, guys, I was looking a little bit. We're going to have a little trivia about Liberty, okay?
All right.
Okay.
You guys ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, who can tell me? I will start with easy. What's the mascot?
Flames.
Liberty Flames. There you go.
Jim buzzed in early.
1 point for Dunaway. All right. What is the name of their mascot?
Flamer.
Flamer. I don't think that's it.
I mean, it resembles that. Sparky.
Oh, Sparky.
Yeah, that's Sparky. Good. That's Sparky. Also at Arizona State. Okay.
Right. Who can tell me who founded the university? And what? You'll know the name.
Well, it's Jerry Falwell, right? It's his school.
That's
exactly
right. Yeah. Who can tell me who the president of Liberty is?
Jerry Falwell Jr.
Hey, man alive, I need to make it harder, don't I?
Yeah, we're killing it. What do we win, Stan? Do we win Iron Bowl tickets with this?
You win a dinner at one of your favorite restaurants, one of your biggest sponsors, I guess.
Okay, good.
Most famous alum is Samantha Ponder, Samantha Steele back then.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I would go Eric Bell, the tight end from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are getting me now on that one. Let's get back to football.
Hey, so, I mean, go back to the Auburn rush defense, because it's a question I asked you last week. And look, it's understandable against Mississippi State because you've got Nick Fitzgerald. But then Texas A&M had the success, and then Georgia, as you said, just gashed them. And DeAndre Swift, 186 yards. This was supposed to be a top 10 defense coming into this year. How shocked are you they're giving up the yards they're giving up right now on the ground?
Well, I was surprised as the game went on that Georgia started controlling a little bit more and more. Now, let's face it, Georgia's got one of the best O-lines in ball, and they got more healthy against Auburn. But with that being said, you know, you got some guys that are NFL caliber players on the other side with Auburn's defensive front as well. Now, obviously, losing Nick Coe and Big Cat Bryant forced some guys into some playing roles that just hadn't played as many snaps as they played the other night. But, you know, credit to Georgia. And really, I think it was more of a situation where DeAndre Swift, you're seeing a very healthy Swift for the first time maybe, you know, this year. He got back healthy against Kentucky. And then, of course, he had that big run and against Auburn of 77 yards one time. But with that being said, you know, Auburn's got to go back and look. And we talked about this pregame about their gap control and run fits are going to have to be key, because Georgia, I think I counted every single drive. I may be wrong on one or two, but I think every single drive they started off with a run. And I, if I'm not mistaken, their second play was probably a run as well. Even if Auburn had success on first down, they were determined that they were going to run the ball. And you know, eventually it wore down, you know, Auburn's defense. I don't know if it wore it down. They just got better block fits and they were able to have success.
You'll have some juniors. Jarrett Stidham is one of them that will have to make a choice about whether to be back at Auburn next year or not. What advice as a veteran would you give those players about waiting a length of time after the Iron Bowl before making that decision? Because I know when the season is done and there's that break that the emotions are pretty high. Would you recommend waiting a lengthy period of time before making that decision?
Well, yes, and the reason why is because you're going to have so many people, especially people that may not be of your best interest, trying to prod at you about leaving early. And you see it so many times where guys will come out and they'll listen to someone that maybe hasn't got the best information. And now I will give the NFL and college football credit. They are a lot better than they used to be at giving guys as accurate a grade as they can give about a player where he stands. So they've gotten so much better with that. But, you know, my thing would say, look, calm down, get as much information as you can get from as many people regarding, you know, your draft stock and everything, and then make the decision. And everybody's is different. Let me go back to a guy who had a really good NFL career, and you guys remember Gerard Powers.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who came out undersized, not a 4.3 40 type guy, and he came out, and I can't even remember where he was drafted, if he was drafted, but it was later rounds, I believe. Well, this is a guy that played, 10 years. He defied my expectations, and a great guy. I mean, I know Gerard, a great guy. And so sometimes it works, but in more times than not, you see guys that maybe come out on bad advice, and then now they're not playing at all. They're a year or two in, and you know, they're maybe trying to make a CFL team, which is great. CFL is great, and you know, it just doesn't work out for them, and they, you know, they don't have anywhere to lean back. So, you know, I would say, look, get all the information you can get. Don't rely because you had a great game against one team. Rely on where they're you know, expecting you to go.
Gerard, I wanted to say this. He was round three, but I remember people saying, boy, what a mistake to come out and be a third rounder. But you're right. I mean, he had an excellent career. Gerard played a good while in the NFL.
He did. And you're talking about a guy that's undersized. I mean, he's, 5'9", you know, type guy, DB, 5'10".
Yeah.
And in his heyday, I mean, he was going up against, you know, some of the best wide receivers. I'm talking 6'4" guys, Calvin Johnson type.
Yeah.
And he was holding his own. And so, you know, he was just an example that I remember saying, man, if he'd came back to Auburn, he may have been a top, you know, a first-round draft pick. But, you know, hey, it worked out for him, and that's great for him. And, you know, and everybody's family situation is different. I mean, we can't, you know, we see the finished product on Saturday, but some people's family situations may dictate that they're going to take a chance just to make it in the NFL and play for that maybe second contract, because that's really the bigger contract is a second one.
Stan White is with us courtesy of Craneworks each week. Don't forget the Rental Works division of Craneworks is selling new and used equipment. Just look for that big dog on Birmingham Skyline. A little snow on his head today, but you can find the big dog down there. And Stan, Rod, the entire gang with Liberty and Auburn on our sister station Talk 99.5 on Saturday. You lived through this at the end of the 92 season, and I'm not suggesting Gus Malzahn is losing his job, but he is having to answer questions about it. And I wonder how that played in a locker room with you when that started happening to Coach Dye at the end of the 92 season. How does that play in a locker room? Is it galvanizing? Does it tear people apart? How does it play when a coach, or do you even know when a coach has to start answering those questions?
Yeah, you know, you're so kind of shielded from that. Now, it's harder and harder these days because that was 25 years ago. They, you know, Facebook and Twitter, no, that didn't exist. So back then, you know, we had a separate thing with the investigation going on with NCAA.
Right.
So that was the, you know, that was the focus, I guess, with a lot of the media was what is this going to do to Auburn and how will it affect Coach Dye? We never really anticipating him being pushed out or retiring. He wound up retiring. And of course, we found out the night before the Iron Bowl in Birmingham. I remember it very vividly. It was a very emotional.
Dunaway remembers it too. Let him tell you.
I do too.
Yeah. It was a very emotional Friday night before we played the eventual national champions. So, you know, but, you know, it was one where after we kind of got those emotions out of the way and everything, we, you know, we wanted our best to go out there and try to win. And of course, for a half and, you know, had 2.5 quarters, we played pretty well against them. And then, of course, they had that pick six, which everybody remembers that, on me with Antonio. And that kind of just put it away because they weren't going to get scored on. And so, you know, it can. But the thing about it is, I look at it as, is, you know, hey, Alan Green's came out, Stephen Leith, of course Gus is having to answer all that, and that's natural when you're 6-4 and you're expected to be, you know, competing in November for the SEC. But man, I don't have a problem with it, but here's the issue I have is why are you continuing to ask the same questions in just a different way? I mean, I thought it had been answered, and you know, I mean, how many times do they have to come out and say, Well, yeah, I'm going to be the coach next year. Okay, well, let's move on. I mean, that's the, you know, I know media has their job to do, but you ask a question and then you reverb it in a different way in the same question. And so I'm like, man, get on with it. Let's talk about the football game. Let's talk about something else. And, you know, that's the only thing. I'm like, man, how many times you got to answer that?
Stan, if Auburn does win comfortably Saturday against Liberty, do you think we could see three quarterbacks?
In the game Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, I would think you could, yes. I mean, I would think you could, or at least two. I mean, if Auburn, you know, takes control of the game and gets up, I would hope you would see at least two. You know, just to get some repetitions in, you know, I would hope that you would, the situations this year just seems like it hasn't dictated that at times. At times, you'd like to see, you know, maybe a few more snaps here and there. Maybe a series, but you know that's not my call. They're trying to win, you know, win the game, and not, you know, not exactly, you know, prep next year. And so, yeah, you do want to get some guys experience, but you know, I think the biggest thing their focus is this year, and not worried about, you know, reps for next year.
All right, he is Stan White. You'll hear him along with Rod Bramlett on the Auburn Sports Network, 3 o'clock kick from Dana Jordan here. They're on our sister station, Talk 99.5. Stan joins us on the Bud Light Hotline each week, courtesy of Crane Works.
Well, guys, Crane Works has offices, obviously, from Nashville all the way down to Mobile and Birmingham, all in between. They're the Southeast leader for crane and rental equipment, and don't forget about their rental divisions. They got a full lot of rental equipment for both jobs, big and small. They also have qualified operators for all that equipment. So give them a call or go to craneworks.com. Obviously, I've seen some of that earth moving down at near Jordan-Hare Stadium, so Auburn feels the same way about it. So check them out. Most trusted crane and equipment rental service at craneworks.com.
Thank you, Stan. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right, buddy.
Follow Ryan Brown on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown WJOX.
Take care.